Well, as we come together again online, I hope the youth are getting these messages, but even if the youth aren't receiving them, I hope and pray that all the other youngsters, and we all are youngsters in the spirit, aren't we? We might look old, we might feel old, but deep down inside, we're just a young child of God. So I want to continue to do the youth messages online, and I hope and pray that the youth will get them. But if they don't get them, maybe one of the older youths might get something out of it. Our scripture I wanted to share with you today was in Luke 24, where we commonly talk about the walk to Emmaus, and where the two disciples didn't recognize Jesus, and they were walking along and didn't know who he was, and then they invited him in for supper. And then their eyes were open. In Luke chapter, I'll do 41 through the end of the chapter, they were still doubting, filled with joy and wonder. Then they asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. And then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything was written about me by Moses and the prophets, and in the Psalms must all come true." And then he opened their mind to understand these many scriptures, and he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise again from the dead on the third day. With my authority, take this message of repentance to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who turn to me. You are witness of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from on heaven." This is also a time of the year where we're celebrating the Ascension. The Ascension when Jesus was lifted up into heaven. And verses 50 through 53 talks about it. Then Jesus led them to Bethany, and lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he was taken up to heaven. They worshipped him, and they returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy, and they spent all of their time in the temple praising God. Now, we think about Jesus and the powers that he had, but he was God manifested in the flesh. But, you know, he's given us a lot of power. And my question to all of us this morning is, what's your superpower? And that's a question you often hear in today's pulp culture. You'll find jokes about it on Facebook and the internet, since I can make coffee disappear. What's your superpower? Or quips such as, "I'm a librarian. What's your superpower?" In fact, maybe cracking jokes or the ability to make clever quips is your superpower. A lot of people have a good sense of humor and a quick mind, and they can have a lot of fun with it. But this is a fact that's pressing question for today's young people, maybe yours. What's your superpower? It's a question asked not just in social media, but in an interview, in a workplace, or maybe even in the church. Traditionally, we associated superpowers with superhuman abilities like Superman and Spider-Man and all them other kind of mans. But in today's culture, your superpower represents something unique to you, a unique gift and ability within you that helps you do something that others can't or don't want to do. For some, it means succeeding at a business or being a good cook. For others, it may mean just winning a certain kind of video game, or playing the piano well, or knowing what your superpower is really doesn't matter. All you have to do is recognize you have a gift of some kind of gift in life. God's given us, every one of us, a special, special gift. And it's very common in the 21st century, though, to say, this is my particular strength that supersedes all others. Well, understanding your superpower can make good choices in your life, because you all have a unique situation. God came and gave us the Holy Spirit, and you need to take advantage of that Spirit that lives within you to try to make your superpower. Take a moment and understand what's unique about you. Just a couple things to think about. Are you a good listener? Are you a good student? Or can you write well? Do you have way around animals? You know, that's a special gift. Some people just are natural leaders, and Other people are fast learners and some aren't, but we all have unique gifts. So think about what your gift is and the most defining strength in your life, especially in this today's world. Well, Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, as we can look at the scriptures and understand a lot of things and bring it down to our level. We thank you for the young people in our church, and it's just a special blessing, Lord, to be able to do these recordings. We hope and pray that they can be back in church with us soon, and we can get back to somewhat a normal youth group or normal ministry, Lord, and we thank you for that. So keep them all safe until we can meet again. In Jesus' precious name, amen.